Let's head over to the Vision Home Loans Newsline as more details are emerging from yesterday following that FBI described as a foiled espionage plot. Joining us on the Vision Home Loans Newsline, ABC News correspondent Alex Perche. And Alex, what's the latest in this ongoing plot that's pretty fascinating?
Well, Andrew, so this couple is going to be in court sometime today, but the basics of this, it's pretty wild. It kind of reads like a movie script. A U.S. Navy engineer and his wife were charged with sending restricted Navy data internationally with the intention of selling it, according to these unsealed court records. So Jonathan Tebbe and his wife, Diana, are the ones charged here. And Jonathan held an active top secret security clearance through the Department of Defense. He also held an active Q clearance from the Department of Energy. And prosecutors say that he was trying to sell information about the special, they're called Virginia class submarines. They're some of the most high tech ships in the Navy. They're nuclear powered cruise missiles that have some of the latest stealth intelligence gathering and weapon systems. But it was the way in which he was trying to sell this info that was so shocking. They say that he reached out to an unspecified foreign country, saying that he had information that he thought would be of importance to them. Told them that it was not a hoax. That country then immediately contacted their FBI liaison, and so from there on, the FBI turned this into a sting operation, but Jonathan was allegedly dropping off intel on these SD disks to this undercover FBI agent in crazy manners. At one point, dropped it off in a allegedly in a peanut butter sandwich, another time in a gum wrapper. But I mean, this is something from like a Hollywood script.
Right. And we're learning this morning there's a Colorado connection. The Denver Post reporting that this couple about a decade ago were instructors at one of Colorado's most elite, if not the elite, high school in the state, operating Kent High School, which is located in Cherry Hills Village, which has a median household income of about $250,000 a year. And they were considered just, you know, exemplary employees and teachers and mentors at the school. And then for something like this to allegedly happen, with them being so actively involved in a plot that really reads like it's out of a spy novel.
Yeah. Well, and Shannon, to your point, I mean, you're hearing that from their old neighborhood in Colorado. I mean, the couple, you know, spend a lot of time in Annapolis now, and their neighbors here have been saying the same thing, that, you know, never suspected anything. They seemed like normal. You guess you never know who your neighbors are. I mean, I think one of the big things going forward is going to be like, okay, so what was the motivating factor here? I mean, what was the motive for this? We know that you know, the couple was expecting to be paid $100,000 in cryptocurrency, but I mean, was that the had they run into financial problems? Was there something else there? You know, there's still a lot of questions regarding, you know, what would compel them to leverage this and try to sell U.S. secrets.
And I don't know about you, but that seems kind of low on the low end for state secrets. I mean, I would have thought this kind of information would be worth millions.
I don't know what the going rate for state secrets is. But yeah, I mean, considering, look, right now he's facing life in prison if convicted. And so, you know, I mean, that is a very... there's a large risk associated with committing a crime like this, or potentially being accused of a crime like this, right? I mean, he's literally risking it all. They both are. So, you know, ascribe to that a value, if you will. But yeah, I mean, parts of this story read like a crime novel. Other parts are just flat odd. But it's compelling one way or another.
Yeah, not to mention, you know, the career impact. You'd mentioned, you know, the top secret through the DOD, the Q-level clearance through the Energy Department. That's obviously out of the window, so that's going to have a major impact no matter what he does, if he does have a life outside of the prison. Of course, in court later today, we'll have to keep track of this story. ABC's Alex Perche, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News.
Thank you both.